The Adirondack Theater Festival's founding producing artistic director, Martha Banta, is currently serving in that role on an interim basis while the organization conducts a national search for a permanent replacement. Martha joins us this morning for a preview of the Adirondack Theater Festival. The festival is live and inside this summer, staging a comedy, a concert tribute, and a play reading at the Wood Theater. ATF is also producing free entertainment outdoors, including a children's play at City Park, a nightly 30-minute music performances next to the Wood on ATF show nights. In addition to freelance directing, Martha Banta has also been the founding artistic director at ATF, which I'll tell that story in a second. Artistic associate at New York Theater Workshop, associate director of Mamma Mia on Broadway on the national tours, and the original resident director of Rent for Broadway, two national tours, and London. You were there from the beginning, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We welcome Martha Banta back to the roundtable. How are you?
I'm great. Actually, how are you?
I'm really well. It's so good to see you.
I know.
What year did you start Adirondack Theater Festival?
1994.
Okay, so 1994, I was working in Glens Falls.
Yes.
At WENU-WSTL. Favorites of yesterday and today.
You still got it.
101.7 on your radio dial. And your husband were just starting a theater festival in the Adirondacks. You started, I believe, in an RV park.
Yes.
Then you just sort of went from pillar to post. You'd go into an old Woolworths, which ultimately became the Wood Theater.
Yeah.
And then you're off. And now all these years later, so you left active running of the theater in 2007, but have stayed on the board, obviously.
Yeah, well, actually, David, my husband, has stayed on the board. I've just stayed a supporter.
Yes. So then the former director, he leaves, gives his notice, and then you come in and say, all right, well, I'll run the place for a little while you find a new person.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. So what is it like to come to literally come home again?
It's amazing. It's just been, especially coming home again after coming out of, or as well as coming out of the pandemic situation, to suddenly be around such wonderful people, and all these people that have been completely supportive of ATF from the beginning. I literally, when I went into the office when I first started, I was sitting at the actual same desk I sat at that many years ago. So it like everything old is new again kind of thing was just, it's just been amazing. And the support and the outpouring of people excited to have me back for a little bit has been really heartwarming for me.
Well, and you get to check on the baby, right? I mean, you get to see how things are going. And oh, by the way, I don't have to tell you this, but it's at a really precarious time where you think, okay, this is not only is it an interesting story that you've come back and are in this interim basis, but at this time, as all arts institutions are saying, okay, how do we now come back?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually what was a big pull for me, though. It felt like I felt so lucky to be suddenly given an opportunity to force it back, if you will. Like, we could have said, like, oh, we can't really do anything this summer yet. We don't know what's going on. Because when I took over in January, we didn't. I mean, I've been through six different plans of what this season might be. Every week or month, it changed based on both rules from, you know, the state and rules from the Actors Union and things like that. And but I was just really determined that we are a producing theater festival, and if that means we're going to set up four chairs a night on the sidewalk and have one person do a monologue, that's our season. Okay, you know, like, if it was going to be even that small, I just felt like we had to forge out in front of this and do whatever we could. And now it's all, I mean, it's come all the way around, and we're in full productions now.
Yes. So now, did you have? I've heard various people in your position from other arts institutions say, well, at some point you have to set it. You know, you have to say, okay, we're going to do it this way because everything's changing every day and we got to, you know, we got to move forward. We got to sell tickets. So at some point this is what we're going to do.
Yes. Yes. We did have that point, and it was, we were down the road of doing it outside in the city park and Glens Falls, you know, the city of Glens Falls were big, helping support that. And even Mayor Blaze of Lake George had offered up a big stage that they use in Lake George Village that they could, you know, bring to us. So we were down that road and just starting to plan that when you could be inside at 33%.
Yeah.
And so we had a hard conversation, a long conversation with the board, but they ultimately really felt like inside, even at a smaller capacity, was going to be better, because we'd be sitting in the park, as one board member said. I could imagine sitting in the park in puddles of rain looking at the theater across the parking lot and thinking we could be inside there, you know, because again, months later it would be a different situation, which it was.
Yeah. And I went to my first production at another festival, but my first production in a really long time, and over the weekend, and I was outside, and it was just so good, and everything is, it's still weird.
Yeah.
But once you get into the show, you think to yourself, oh, okay, this is great.
Right.
You know, this is really terrific.
Yeah. Yeah. That's our hope.
And you don't really look around and say, okay, this, I mean, yes, it's weird, but this is what we have to do at the moment.
Right.
We'll do it because the work is great.
Right. Right.
Let's talk about the work.
Okay.
What do you got?
So we have two main stage shows. The first one that's coming up, opening on Tuesday, is a play by the writer Wendy McLeod, and it's called Slow Food. And that is about a couple who have come to Palm Springs for their anniversary, and their travel and things get kind of screwed up, and so they get to this restaurant late, and they just had to pick a spot that was open, and they just have the most incredible passive-aggressive, narcissistic, hilarious waiter wait on them. And the food takes a long time. That's why it's called Slow Food.
Slow Food.
And in between, they really end up examining their relationship. So it does have some meat to it, as well as just hilarious. And it just the cast is fantastic. Three actors that I've worked with before that have all done, you know, Broadway shows and TV shows and all of that. Johanna Day, David Beach, Tyrone Mitchell Henderson. They're just a terrific talents, and will just go at it at 100%. So I feel very lucky to have them in the show. It's just really, really, we just spend all the time laughing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Are you directing as well?
I am directing as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, that's your comfort zone, right?
Yeah. That's what I do most of the time. And in talking to everyone at ATF, they sort of felt like it made sense if I'm coming back to do that as well. So that's what I'm doing.
What else is on the docket?
The second thing up on the docket is a reading of a play called Minding Miss May-May, and that's a two-night reading, and it's written by a writer named Philip Christian Smith. He's kind of new to the scene, but he's a terrific writer. I've read, you know, a handful of his plays. And Tyrone, who's actually in Slow Food, directs and runs a theater, an all-black theater company out of Geneva, New York, called Quicksilver Theater. And he and I worked together to pick this play, and he's going to direct it. And that is also has a lot of funny parts in it, but really deals with the struggles that people are going through to get through their lives, as a quick way to say that. And then after that is our other main stage show called Traffic and Weather, which is our musical offering this year. And it is the... There's an album by a band called Fountains of Wayne.
Yes.
Yes, called Traffic and Weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you know Fountains of Wayne,
I do.
Yeah. One of the writers of two of them from the band always wrote all their songs, and one is Adam Schlesinger and one is Chris Collingwood. And Adam has written for a theater. He wrote the Broadway show Crybaby.
Yeah. And we should note that was the music we heard coming in.
Yes. That was the, Fountains of Wayne. Yes. Yeah.
Go ahead.
And he wrote for TV. He wrote songs. He wrote the music with Rachel Bloom for that TV show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. That was over the last, 5 or 6 years. He's been nominated for an Emmy, a Tony, an Oscar, a Grammys, won Grammys. Anyway, this is a piece that I actually, he and I were, we had done some workshops of, and it's using the music of the album Traffic and Weather, and we had put it into kind of a musical form, but we just did some workshops of it and hadn't gotten to staging it when he went off to do a whole bunch of other things. And we were talking about coming back to it and just taking out the story and just showing it almost as like an evening of short stories, because the way he writes is he writes characters in all his songs. And so each of the songs really are these short stories. So we've staged them and choreographed them and we have video. So it's like this wonderful combination of storytelling, but also concert. I think it's going to be a great night. I mean, one of the biggest reasons why I wanted to do this is, shockingly, Adam passed away from COVID on April 1st of 2020. So he was very early on, like before I think they
like really knew
what to do. I think, he was 52. Mm. And so, I think if it had been later, they might have been able to figure something out. So it's just
it's totally tragic,
and I just wanted to do this for closure for him, for me, for everybody getting to see it and hear it, and it's just a lot of fun. I mean, his humor is his wonderful wry humor. So
we one of the things that I found fascinating about the festival from the very beginning was that you would do you were coming in, you were mostly doing new work, work that people had not seen, and you maybe you don't feel this way, it was my read that you cultivated an audience very quickly who trusted you and said, you're doing really neat stuff and I want to spend a couple weeks with you during the summer. And even as you left the day-to-day operations, that didn't seem to change. Mm-hmm. And so as you come back, and what you've just described is exactly what that mission was when we talked in 1994.
Yes. Yeah, it really, that mission has really stayed in terms of the new work. And I think that's over the years now, we've had two other, producing artistic directors outside of David and I, and now, finishing a search for the fourth one. And that is what attracts so many amazing people, is because it's unusual, especially for a summer theater to do new work. It's one thing for a theater, but for summer to do the new work that we do is unique.
We are out of time. Are you close? We have 20 seconds, but do you have, you don't need resumes from people outside. Like, you got a handle on the job, right?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Good. All right. You don't need our help then.
Need your help.
No, but like indeed.com. Okay. No. Well, congratulations on that. Congratulations on the beautiful season. It all begins July 20th. It runs through August 14th. You can find out more information at atfestival.org. Martha Banta, you have made my day. It is just lovely to see you once again. And I thank you very much for the great work you're doing for the community and for being with us this morning.
Right back at you, Joe.
Thank you very much. Okay. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.